The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed do not represent the views of management or Red Zebra Broadcasting.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green. Don't forget, we're here every Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. And always remember that if you can't catch the show on the radio, you can always stream it online by going to www.money1260.com. It's great to be back today. Been a couple weeks since I've talked to you all. It's had a wonderful spring weather. Hope everybody's doing okay with their allergies. Beautiful time of year. Hopefully nobody is too much under the weather with the pollen. But that should pass relatively soon for most of you. Today we have a great show lined up. We have a wonderful special guest in the studio today, a great local physician who focuses on health and wellness, is going to be sharing lots of really great information with us today. Our primary focus is going to be talking about issues with the thyroid, and I really want to get across some great points to educate people. And you all have heard me do shows about this before. I've never had such a great special guest in studio to discuss it with me, so it's really a special treat. But how so many people have potential symptoms that are missed or potentially not diagnosed appropriately that might be related to the thyroid. And Dr. Adrienne Clamp is in the studio with us today, and she specializes in helping people figure out or discover possible thyroid issues that have been missed otherwise. So we're going to have a really great show with her today. Also, just want to mention, if you want to listen to any of our previous shows, we have them all archived for you that you can download and listen to for absolutely free if you go to the Village Green homepage, which is www.myvillagegreen.com, and you click on the archive show section. We've been doing the show for, over 2 years now, and we have a wonderful catalog of shows all related to health and wellness that you can listen to. It's a wonderful resource if you're looking to educate yourself more on health and wellness-related issues. So, without further ado, I want to introduce my special guest, Dr. Clamp. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for asking me.
Sure, and maybe you can share with us a little bit about who you are, what kind of physician you are, where you had your training, and what kind of things you like to focus on. And I always like my guests to share with us a little bit about their personal stories and what's led them down sort of the path of medicine that they've chosen.
Okay. I'm a family physician by training. I went to the University of Kansas School of Medicine in Kansas City in the mid-70s, and I worked as a family physician for 20 years. I think one of the things that was so frustrating for me is you did everything that you thought you were supposed to do mm-hmm. to make people well, and they still didn't feel good.
Yeah.
And in the late 90s, that interested me in alternative medicine. I went and did training in medical acupuncture at the UCLA school run by Joe Helms, who's the father of medical acupuncture for physicians in this country, TIFS trained most of them. And that really began me on a path of looking at other things.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time, I also suspected that I was hypothyroid and began to get interested in the whole area of endocrinology and the interaction of thyroid hormone, bioidentical hormones for hormone replacement after menopause or mm-hmm. andropause, and never really looked back. My experience as a thyroid patient was that my numbers were all normal, and I didn't feel very well, was awfully tired, gained weight. My brain didn't work as well as I wanted it to
mm-hmm.
work. I just didn't feel very well. I wasn't on top of my game. And finally, one winter, when I was so cold that outside of taking a hot shower, getting in jammies and shivering under the covers for 15 minutes, I couldn't get warm, I started myself on thyroid hormone. And I went, wow, I feel so much better. I bet you there's other people like me around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really how I started to be interested in thyroid. And I began to do reading in the regular literature and literature outside of the regular medical literature, and realized I didn't know a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I learned, you know, all we need is T4. T3 is made from T4 by everybody efficiently. I happen to be one of those people that doesn't do that the least bit efficiently,
mm-hmm.
nor does my mother, nor does my aunt, nor did my grandmother. And so probably I have something genetically that
mm-hmm.
puts me in the category that I need help in the T3 area. So that's how I sort of got interested.
Yeah, well, nothing like a personal experience to bring you down a path.
And
right?
I see people every day that I can say, yeah, I'm a member of the choir. I understand exactly how you feel.
Physician, heal thyself.
Well, and unfortunately, I had to do that because no one was really willing to put me on thyroid hormone because mm-hmm. all my numbers were normal.
So let's talk about that for a minute, because I think that that really touches on sort of the crux of what I'd like to educate people a little bit about today. And it's so common. I know you see it very commonly, as do I, where people have a set of symptoms that oftentimes look like hypothyroid-type symptoms. They could be, like you talked about, having low body temperature and having trouble getting warm. They may be experiencing some weight gain, some dry skin, maybe some constipation.
Fatigue,
obviously.
Brain fog,
changes in their hair and their nails. I mean, all the classic rundown of thyroid-related symptoms. They go to their doctor. The thyroid is checked. They're told it's normal, and that's pretty much the end of the story. There's no real answer given as to what may be explaining that subset of symptoms for them. So the term that I have heard referred to this is it's not technically hypothyroidism as would be diagnosed in a classic fashion. So oftentimes I hear it referred to as like a subclinical hypothyroidism. Is that a term that you...
Right.
Yeah. Where basically the numbers are still within the reference range, right? But the system is not working as it should. So
it's not optimal.
Yeah. So I think that's such an important point to talk about. Maybe you can just sort of explain a little bit that difference between normal and optimal, according to lab results and classic interpretation.
Well, I think you have to back up and understand how lab results or lab normals are determined.
That's
a
great point.
For any one lab, you take a certain number of people, I believe it's 1,000 people for any lab, and you look at everybody's values and you mm-hmm. determine that's the normal group. But why would you be testing if you didn't think something was off? So
right.
you're going to get people within that category that are low and that are high.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still how laboratory values are determined. We're all genetically and biochemically individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something we've never really appreciated, and we're coming to appreciate for medications, for all sorts of things. We're not all the same.
Right.
And so some people are going to feel better when hormone levels at the high end of normal.
Mm-hmm.
Some people feel fine when they're way down at the low end of normal. And I'm always amazed at someone who I go, wow, you must be really feeling badly. And they go, no, doc, I feel
fine.
And I say, well, with those levels, I'd be crawling on the floor. How is it that you feel fine? Well, they're different
yep.
biochemically than I am. So within a reference range, I think you have to look at where are people within the reference range.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the reference range for the active thyroid hormone, which is T3, is anywhere from 230 to 420.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on your lab, it may be 2.2 or 2.0 to
right.
4.4.
Mm-hmm.
It depends, different labs. Well, if you're 2.1, you're normal, but you're way down near the lower end of the normal range. And if you don't feel well, maybe you're one of those people that will feel a lot better when you're up near 4.2
mm-hmm.
than at 2.1. And I think that's one thing that I, as a physician, was never taught to really look at,
mm-hmm.
is what's optimal versus what's normal. And that's because, as physicians, we're trained with the illness model. you fix it when it's broken.
Sure.
But you don't pay a lot of attention, or maybe you should be paying attention, but you're not taught to pay attention to all the steps on the way to getting broken.
Right.
We do that now with heart disease. You know, we're
mm-hmm.
really keyed into what are the risk factors for developing heart disease or stroke
mm-hmm.
or things like that. And I think thyroid disease has just sort of fallen by the wayside.
Yeah.
And we standardly say, all your numbers are normal. You must just be depressed, or you must not be getting enough exercise, or any one of a variety of things. And we haven't really looked at this individual may feel better at one end of the spectrum than the other.
Right.
So that's the kind of person I'm used to looking at.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is the stress and all of the things that we have to deal with really affecting our health and putting us into a non-optimal place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're only beginning in the medical community to really understanding the interaction that those stressors that we deal with, and certainly in this area, it's an incredibly stressful place to live. How does that impact our functioning?
Sure.
And that's a whole nother topic. You know, the interaction of the adrenal gland
mm-hmm.
with the pituitary gland and the ovaries and the thyroid, and they're all part of the mix. I think I was taught to look at one at a time
yep.
and not how they interacted with one another, and that's really important to look at as well.
Yeah, absolutely, taking that holistic view. I mean, the textbooks that you read from really compartmentalize all of these different endocrine systems. And that's the model that you typically learn, where the adrenal function is over here, the thyroid function is over here, the sex hormone function is over here. But when you actually really read the details, it also directly points out how female hormones affect, how they directly affect how your body utilizes thyroid hormone, or how adrenal hormones like cortisol affect, as we're going to talk about, conversion of thyroid hormones from inactive to active. And the information is all there, but the model isn't usually set up to encourage people to look at it that way, or encourage providers
to look at it that way.
Yeah, to look at it holistically. You know, the other interesting thing about the reference ranges, you know, they are quite antiquated, especially for the main value that people get measured to assess their thyroid function, which is the TSH, the thyroid stimulating hormone. I mean, most labs still use a reference range of about 0.5 to 5.5. Whereas it was almost like 8 or 10 years ago, the National Endocrine Society came out and said that that should be revamped, and that anything over 3.5 should actually be assessed as a potential hypothyroid person. The labs, for some reason, have still not all labs, some are a little bit better, but not all labs have caught up with listing that as the reference range.
None that I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while you'll see one where it's down to 4 or you know, maybe 3.5, but it's very, very rare. So even the experts, quote-unquote, in thyroid function endocrinology have come out and said anything over 3.5 should be considered hypothyroid, but there are so many people every day who are getting their thyroid levels checked, and their levels are coming back above 3.5, but below 5.5, so the doctors are saying you're still in the normal range. We don't see a problem here. This isn't your thyroid. Whereas, you know, the true experts in this field have already said this is something that needs to be looked at. So, you know.
I think that's a very good point.
Yeah.
And I actually think probably over 2.5.
I agree with you. I think over 3.5 is still on the higher end. But even just there's so many people that at least would get some, so many more people that would get help, or that would get the kind of potential treatment that they needed if people just divided by that one standard alone.
Right.
You know,
I
but
agree with you.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with you. I think it should even be lower. So we're a little bit over the time for the first segment. When we come back, we're going to be breaking down with Dr. Clamp's expertise some of the aspects of how your thyroid gland works, the different hormones that you need to look at. We're going to help provide you with the tools that you need to be armed with to go into your doctor and be an educated patient if you feel like this is something going on with you. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after this break.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Spring has sprung and brought the sun in a Village Green sale for everyone. New this year, celebrate spring with special savings at Village Green Apothecary's Big Spring Sale. Now through April 17th, you can save on many of their top brands, 30% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off Zymogen, Metagenics, Nordic Naturals, Enzymatic Therapy, Jarrow Formulas, Mega Food, Garden of Life, and Himalaya. So spring into Village Green and save. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com or 301-530-0800.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in probiotic supplements.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260. This is your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget we're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. and I am happy to be here today. We have a great show lined up for you. In the last segment, I introduced my wonderful special guest who's in studio with me today, Dr. Adrian Clamp, who is a local physician here in the area and specializes in helping people with thyroid-related issues. She shared with us her story, and we talked about some very interesting issues related to thyroid and proper thyroid issue diagnoses. In this segment, we're going to be talking a little bit and educating you all about some of the most common thyroid-related tests. What are the important things to know about, to think about? My goal in this show is that if you listen to the show, by the end of the show, you'll be a lot more educated about thyroid-related issues. And if you have some of the symptoms that we talked about in the first segment that sort of mirror a potential thyroid-related issue, but you've always been told that your thyroid is fine, you'll at least have a little bit more information to be armed with to go talk with your physician or find a doctor who might be more willing to work with you in addressing some of your concerns. So, Dr. Clamp, again, thank you so much for being here on the show today.
You're really welcome. I'm glad to be here.
So maybe just you could quickly talk about, before we get into this important topic, where your practice is, you know, I mean, what you do in your practice, you know, maybe just let people know sort of where you're at in case people are interested in getting in touch with you.
I practice with a wonderful physician partner, Dr. Kate Lemmerman, in McLean, Virginia. Our practice is called Wellbeing Being Well, and we're on Elm Street in McLean.
Okay,
you can
great.
Google either Dr. Lemmerman or myself and find
okay.
a link to our practice.
Okay, great. So in the last segment we were talking, we introduced a little bit about what we're going to talk about today by talking about TSH, and we were talking about some of the different reference ranges for TSH. Let's talk about the three main kinds of thyroid hormone, maybe you can explain. I mean, I'm like you, and we were talking yesterday, you know, or the other day when we were doing the pre-interview, you mentioned you really like to draw pictures for your patients and help them to understand the process of what happens with the thyroid gland. Maybe people can't see the pictures you might draw here on the radio show, but maybe verbally you can sort of take people through what happens with thyroid function and why these three different hormones are so important to check each and every time you're going to assess for a thyroid issue.
Well, let's back up a minute and talk about what the thyroid hormone does.
Okay,
which is
great.
I talk about it, I call it the accelerator. So, you know, the accelerator in your car allows gas to get into the carburetor. I'm not a mechanic. To be burned for energy in order to get your car going. Your thyroid gland controls at the genetic level the use or the turning on or turning off of different genes that control metabolism. And that's the burning of different fuels in your body, in the mitochondria, for energy production. So that's why if your thyroid gland doesn't work very well, your temperature may be low.
Mm-hmm.
Your hair may be falling out. Your skin may be dry. You may be constipated. You may be fatigued because you're not able to use energy to do the metabolic work. So your thyroid production is controlled by the brain. The hypothalamus, which is a boring little area in the brain that controls everything.
Not so boring, right?
It looks boring. Releases thyrotropin releasing hormone to the pituitary, which releases thyroid stimulating hormone, or TSH, which then goes to your thyroid gland, which is a butterfly-shaped gland right below your Adam's apple in your neck that takes iodine and combines it with different substances and makes thyroid hormone. There are two types of thyroid hormone, T4, which the mystery of that is that it has four iodines, mm-hmm. and T3, which has three iodines. So you need to take an iodine off of T4 to make T3. Excuse me, I'm pollinated today. T3 is the active thyroid hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that doesn't usually get measured. Most physicians measure the TSH and the free T4, or sometimes only the total T4. And
right.
That's also another area you want to ask your physician to measure free hormone levels, not total hormone levels. So you need to convert T4 into T3, because T3 is where the bang for the buck is. It's
mm-hmm.
what does the metabolic work. If you're under a lot of stress, your body can take actually the wrong iodine off and make an inactive metabolite called reverse T3. That's what's called a stereoisomer, or it's a mirror image of T3. And it can go into the nucleus of the cell and actually block the ability of the T3 to get to the receptor and do its work.
Now you have a good analogy for that.
Well, I tell people it's like you come home and there's a key blank stuck in your front door. You can't get your key in.
Mm-hmm.
The key blank won't do the work of the lock. You can't get your key in the front door to get in the front door. So you're out in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
You're cold. That's the example. And so unless we can do something to turn that situation around, mm-hmm. you may have plenty of T4 and plenty of T3, but if you have too much reverse T3, you're not going to be able to get the metabolic work of the T3 done because its receptor is blocked in the nucleus of the cell.
Yep.
And that sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook, but what you need to do is to ask your physician to measure not only your TSH and your free T4, but your free T3, and if they're open-minded, a reverse T3 as well, to help you to determine what's the best treatment for you. Are you a person that just needs T4? Would you do better with T4 and T3? Or maybe even T3 alone is all you need.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of things that I look at with people.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. I mean, I think it's important to note in the majority of the hormone that's produced from the thyroid is T4.
That's right.
Right? So it's about, 90 or so percent of the hormone that's produced by the thyroid, but it's pretty much a pre-hormone. It is not really all that active itself.
That's right.
So it's up to your body to go through this process through a specific enzymatic reaction to remove the iodine to create the active T3.
Okay.
And some people, they may have genetic predispositions or nutrient deficiencies that are necessary to run that enzyme. They may not be as efficient at converting the T4 to T3. And, you know, I've seen it, and I'm sure you've seen it before, where somebody will have a normal TSH, even according to our standards, as we discussed in the previous segment, a normal T4 or a normal free T4, and, you know, they've been told, listen, we've done detailed evaluation, there's nothing going on, it's not your thyroid issue, but nobody's ever looked at the T3 levels. And they could be a very poor converter and have normal TSH, normal T4, and very low T3 levels.
Correct.
And they could still be manifesting the signs and symptoms of a hypothyroid-related complex. And it's really important to look at those levels. Now, I think we should just briefly touch on, because it's kind of a funny term, free T4 and free T3. I mean, it gives the impression that you don't have to pay for these tests, but I guarantee you somebody will end up paying for them.
Right.
You know, maybe explain, what does that mean, free versus total, and why is that important? Because a lot of doctors will just measure T4 or grant a patient's request and say, okay, we'll do the T3, but they measure the total T3, and people are just confused. You know, why is it important to get a free level? What does that even mean?
Well, the hormones are carried around in the bloodstream hooked onto proteins. It's like you don't carry all of your money in your pocket. You leave a lot of it in the bank. You may carry what you need to buy your latte for the afternoon. So if you have too much of the binding protein, you can carry a lot of your hormone bound to protein, and then it's not available to be used.
Mm-hmm.
And so the free hormones are those that are available in the bloodstream to be readily used. And so that's why we say that's the important hormone level to measure, the free hormone levels, because the total is what's bound to protein plus the free. The free is really what you need to know.
Mm-hmm. It's where the rubber hits the road.
That's right. And there are conditions such as having too much estrogen around, which can raise the amount of the binding protein, and so you have more of your hormone bound up on the protein, not free to be used. If you have a very high testosterone level, you may have low levels of the binding protein and have a lot of free hormone and not require as much hormone for replacement. So the sex steroid hormone levels are also important in considering how well is your thyroid function. That's also something I think that's not often looked at.
Mm-hmm.
You get sent off to the gynecologist or to the urologist, I guess, for men,
mm-hmm.
to figure that out. And it's really pretty easy to sit down and figure out what's your situation
mm-hmm.
and correct it mm-hmm. if that's necessary. It takes a little work. It takes a little figuring. And it takes measuring those things. You can't just guess at it. I think I've seen people who someone has just guessed at things and kept giving them mm-hmm. more and more hormone and got them into trouble.
Yep.
So while not everything is dependent on levels, a lot of the safety issues are dependent on levels. And what I tell patients is we can tell what's happening at the cellular level by how you feel and by your reverse T3, and we can tell what's happening in the bloodstream and in the pituitary gland by your blood levels. But both of those things are important.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, you know, so important to look at all those levels. I've seen people with elevated total T4s, but the free is low, below the normal range.
Right.
So, I mean, if you were to just look at that lab, you would say, oh, there's plenty of T4 hormone available. But what we're not realizing is that over 90% of it must be bound to hormone because the free levels are extremely low. That person is going to feel and present with all symptoms related to hypothyroidism because there's not enough
Correct.
Hormones available. And that is hugely important, this whole hormonal issue specifically related to estrogen because, you know, thyroid-related problems are more predominant in women than in men, typically. So looking at that, at the estrogen balance issue, I think is really important. And so many hormone-related problems that women have, I think, are related to an over-dominance of estrogen on the system. And I think that's really related to a lot of the estrogen analogs that we're exposed to, these things that are called xenoestrogens, which we're exposed to, you know, pesticides and herbicides and
plastics
and, you know, BPA and phthalates and pollutants. It's like you almost can't Even if you're drinking the most pure water, right, from,
you
know.
You can't get away from it.
Right, from it's in plastic bottles,
right.
You know, that was shipped over from wherever it was in the world that they found the source, you know. So almost no matter where you go, you're going to be exposed to these things. They are ubiquitous in our environment at this point in time. And that can affect how your body utilizes these different hormones. And oftentimes, you know, it manifests in women with common gynecological complaints. They may come in because they're having thyroid issues, but they may also tell you, and some of it could be directly related to the thyroid issues, but they may also tell you they're having difficulty with their menses or irregular menses or having
PMS.
Yeah, having extreme PMS, you know, lasting for weeks before the onset of their menses. And they're presenting with all of these hormonal issues, and nobody's looking at that. You know, there may be a doctor, even if they found a doctor who knows a little bit more about thyroid, they may just, as you pointed out, be just upping their doses of thyroid medication, you know, and not necessarily checking the levels and taking the whole picture into consideration, and that doesn't equal a good outcome.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's important to really understand how these things work together and find somebody that can work with you in addressing them simultaneously so that your body has the right physiological atmosphere to utilize thyroid hormone that you may be supplementing them with.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. So, okay, I think we're due for another break, so don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to be picking up this excellent conversation with Dr. Adrian Clamp. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacists, nutritionists, an herbalist, and naturopaths. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-08. Spring has sprung and brought the sun in a Village Green sale for everyone. New this year, celebrate spring with special savings at Village Green Apothecary's Big Spring Sale. Now through April 17th, you can save on many of their top brands, 30% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off Zymogen, Metagenics, Nordic Naturals, Enzymatic Therapy, Jarro Formulas, Mega Food, Garden of Life, and Himalaya. So spring into Village Green and save. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com or 301-530-0800.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yeah.
Blueberries,
bleh.
Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. Twin Lab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from Twin Lab, the most trusted name in vitamins. Twin Lab vitamins are available at all Better Health and natural food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from Enzymatic Therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village Green.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget we're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. We always have a great show lined up for you covering wonderful topics related to health and wellness, and today is absolutely no exception. I am thrilled to have my wonderful special guest in the studio, Dr. Adrian Clamp, who is a holistic physician, and we're lucky enough to have her actually in this area, seeing patients and running her practice. She just relocated to McLean, Virginia, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, great, and is running a practice with another integrative physician, right, who specializes in doing a lot of osteopathic work, which I have a huge amount of respect for traditional osteopathic work.
Yes, Dr. Limmerman's a wonder.
Yeah, so it sounds like you guys are running an excellent clinic over there. So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, they could either look you up on the internet, right, Dr. Adrian Clamp, C-L-A-M-P, correct?
Just my name, .com, DrAdrianClamp.com or DrKateLimmerman.com. We'll both give you links to our practice. Our website's not up and running yet, but it's coming along.
Okay, great. And the name of the clinic is?
Well-being, being well.
Excellent. Very good. So Dr. Clamp has been specializing for the last, I don't know, how many years have you been?
Several.
Several years, working specifically with thyroid issues, and has definitely established herself as somebody that knows a lot about this topic and has helped many, many patients improve their health by basically really listening to them, understanding them, and looking at the whole picture when it comes to supporting somebody with a thyroid-related issue, which in the last segment we briefly touched on, you know, how important that is when we talked about really looking at female hormones and how some of these other, what we're thought to believe might be unrelated issues, are actually very related, and how interrelated our whole endocrine system actually is.
Right.
Yeah. And so I think in this segment, you know, we wanted to talk about some other potential parts of the body that definitely are interrelated into this whole process. But before we were going to do that, we were going to talk about, because there does seem to be a lot of confusion and sometimes a lot of questions about, you know, there are a lot of different types of thyroid medication out there. And, you know, what type might be the most appropriate for one person? A lot of people, you know, when they have thyroid issues, are doing a lot of reading on the internet and reading blogs, and there's a lot of advice there about what thyroid medication should be on. And, I think the important take-home message that I'm hoping you're going to share with the audience right now is that they all are good for the right situation.
Correct.
Yes.
Basically, there are the T4-only drugs like Synthroid, Levoxyl, Levothyroxine. There's some other names. There are T3-only drugs like Cytomel. And there are combinations like Armour Thyroid, Nature Thyroid that are made from pork thyroid. And there are combinations that are non-pork products as well. I think one of the important things is determining why is a person hypothyroid. You may be like me. I'm not autoimmune hypothyroid. I think I was exposed to a lot of toxic materials early on in my practice and as a resident that I probably had declining thyroid function because of that. There are people who have what is called autoimmune thyroid disease. Hypothyroidism is usually, if it's autoimmune, secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which mm-hmm. is an inflammatory process, maybe related to gluten intolerance, mm-hmm. or Graves' disease, which has been treated with radioactive iodine or has been untreated and you've had gradual destruction of the gland because of an autoimmune process.
Now, I mean, just as an interesting note, up to, I believe in women, up to 70 to 80% of women with hypothyroidism may have it due to an autoimmune-related issue.
I don't know if it's quite that high, but it's very high.
It's very high.
It's very high, especially in young women.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting to note because a lot of times, and we're going to get into this when we talk about the different medications possibly, but, you know, a lot of times doctors don't always ferret that out because it doesn't change the traditional treatment approach. It's basically going to be Synthroid or Levoxyl or Levothyroxine. It's not always, the investigation is not always done to determine whether or not it is an autoimmune-related issue. And I think that is important to know because of some of the connections that we've learned about celiac disease or gluten intolerances. There are other therapeutic interventions that can be approached or considered if you know it's related to an autoimmune process versus a non-autoimmune process.
That's correct. And I, in general, don't use porcine products if I think something's autoimmune because there is the theory that that drives the autoimmune process to continue.
Right, if your body is having autoantibodies to thyroid and you're ingesting more thyroid, you may sort of drive that autoimmune reaction.
Right.
And
that's not thyroid hormone, that's the thyroid tissue itself.
Right, which is what, which drugs are usually made from that?
Nature Thyroid, mm-hmm. Armour Thyroid, porcine thyroid.
Which are very popular amongst people who are looking for thyroid help because the big advantage of them, Dr. Clamp, correct, is that they also contain...
T3.
Right, which most drugs are just T4. And as we talked about earlier, some people's bodies don't do a good job of converting T4 to T3. So you get them on a medication that has some T3, and all of a sudden, voila, the system wakes up and they feel great.
And one of the things that sometimes happens when you're only on porcine thyroid then, which is predominantly T4 with some T3, mm-hmm. is then you drive up your reverse T3.
Right.
So I have some people on a combination of Naturethroid plus a sustained-release T3 product, which has to be compounded, because I want them to have predominantly T3
mm-hmm.
and just enough T4 to keep them in the normal range.
Right. And that's a great point, too. That's the other thyroid hormone that we hadn't mentioned. These are the different T3s. There's cytomel, which is the more commonly prescribed one, correct?
Right.
And then there is something...
Which is also called liothyronine, if you get the...
Generic. And then there's also what is less known about is slow-release T3, often referred to SRT3, which is made by compounding pharmacies like the Village Green and other compounding pharmacies across the nation. And, I mean, what I always understood the difference is cytomel is sort of a quick burst of T3.
Right.
And T3 is a very metabolically active hormone. And how I liken it is I tell people your body likes, I tell people there's the same amount of energy, and I don't know if this is true, but it sounds really good. There's the same amount of energy in a stick of dynamite as there is in a candle. The difference is the rate at which it's released, right?
That's a really good analogy.
Yeah.
Can I use that with my patients?
It's all yours.
I like that.
I don't know if it's 100% true, but it brings across a good point. Cytomel is sort of like that stick of dynamite. You know, it's just this flood of T3, and oftentimes people will get an up in energy, but it can lead to some crashes and I think put some strain on other aspects of the body. Versus a slow release is like that candle where they get this nice trickling effect, more mimicking what would physiologically be happening in their body.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the group that I usually use that in is anybody who has any kind of heart disease and mm-hmm. people that are over about 45, 50 years old. Because we have older hearts,
mm-hmm.
we're more likely to get complications from that little shot of mm-hmm. cocaine-like goodness that we get from Cytomel. It's not really cocaine-like, but it's
right.
it's a little
rush.
Shot
mm-hmm.
or burst
metabolic boost.
Of energy. That's not particularly good either because of the extra, the extra workload on the adrenal gland
exactly.
to deal with that situation. It's much better to have a slow release through the day. The problem with slow release products is often they're not covered by your insurance company.
Yeah.
But in fact, they're not that expensive.
So let's talk about that. You just touched on the adrenal glands. I don't know. Should we get into this now? We could do it quickly. Yeah,
with a lot of adrenaline.
Well, I mean, I have to say that this is a topic that we can't do a show about thyroid without talking about the adrenals, because I will say that this is probably the most number one missed issue when it comes for people trying to get the right kind of balancing for their thyroid. And I would even argue that a lot of people who come in with what looks like thyroid issues oftentimes could greatly improve or regulate if the adrenals were addressed first, because getting the adrenals balanced can oftentimes put a thyroid out of balance back in check. And, so many people fail thyroid treatments, good or, holistically or non-holistically, because nobody's ever really looked at this other system of the body. And I think I'm going to tease with that, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the adrenals and their importance that they have in regulating thyroid function. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well-nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a MegaFood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-9222. 2542.
Zymergen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and much more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber, immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymergen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional at Village Green Apothecary. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports heart function, energy production, immune response, and protects against damage from free radicals. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, and taking a highly absorbable CoQ10 supplement is key to ensuring optimal levels within the body. So don't just settle for any CoQ10 supplement. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at Village Green Apothecary. Or for more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green. We're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10, so don't forget to tune in. If you can't catch us on the dial, you can stream us online at www.money1260.com, so you can tell your out-of-state friends if you enjoy the programming. They can stream it online anywhere in the country, anywhere they have an internet connection. So we've got a great show today. We've been talking about thyroid-related issues. I have a wonderful special guest in the studio. Dr. Adrienne Clamp is a local holistic physician with a practice in McLean, Virginia, that she has just moved to with another great holistic physician who specializes in osteopathic work. She is definitely a wonderful resource to have in this area, and we are very lucky and very lucky to have her on the show today. So thanks again for being with
us. Thank you, Adrienne, for asking me.
So in the last segment, I teased this whole aspect of the adrenal glands and the importance that they might have related to the thyroid. And we're a little bit limited on our last segment time, so I'm just going to let you go ahead and start, maybe introduce this idea of why do we need to consider the adrenals a seemingly unrelated system when we're talking about thyroid health.
Well, the adrenal glands, which are two glands that sit on top of our kidneys, are responsible for dealing with our stressors. And they release adrenaline for us when we're in a big hurry to get something done, and they release cortisol to give us a long-term control of the stressors that we experience. And who isn't stressed living in this area? If they're sluggishly working, if they're not working well, then anything that we do can be affected negatively.
Right. Stress, I think it's important to redefine stress, right? We think of stress as mental, emotional stress, but even physiological stress, from sitting down to standing up, our body perceives as a stress, right? Gravity takes over, pulls blood down. Going from a hot room to a cold room is stress. So,
and our body perceives all of it the same way. I tell people that the body perceives the IRS and the ice age in exactly the same way.
Right.
By trying to preserve itself.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are stressed overly and can't keep up, then all of our systems gradually are going to break down. So addressing adrenal stress is really primary, as you've said. I tend to address all of them at the same time.
You get much better outcomes, I believe, when you do.
I don't know that you always get better outcomes, but people are short in time and they want to feel better. So I usually try to address when I see a highly stressed individual, and I use a variety of parameters to measure that in the bloodstream. You can use salivary cortisol measures. You can look at a 24-hour cortisol production by the body. Things like DHEA, pregnenolone, mm-hmm. the different sex hormones. All of those tell you something about the adrenal situation. And I'll commonly use at least adrenal supports.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a naturopathic physician commonly uses adrenal glandulars. That's not how I was trained. I'll usually use individual adrenal supports and herbals,
mm-hmm.
like ashwagandha,
sure.
ginseng, Eleutherococcus, astragalus,
mm-hmm.
which helps the immune system. So supporting that function and giving the adrenal gland a little bit of a break from its 24-hour surveillance job really makes other things work better.
Absolutely. I think it's important to note, I mean, stimulating thyroid function and stimulating metabolism and upping metabolism is a form of stress on the body.
Absolutely.
And so that's why, you know, I've seen people not do well with even what I would consider to be the appropriate kinds of thyroid interventions because the adrenals aren't being supported. And this is, I see this all the time where somebody will be maybe diagnosed hypothyroid, you know, they're sluggish, fatigued, brain fog, gaining weight. They get on thyroid hormone. They get on a good dose, right? They start losing weight, energy improves, brain fog clears, they're feeling better, but
they try to do everything.
Or all of a sudden they start to develop like irregular heartbeats or
correct.
A little bit of anxiety or some sleep issues. And so they go back to their doctor and the doctor says, oh, well, your thyroid dose is too high. Let's pull it back a little bit.
And then
they
feel worse again.
Right. And then the heart palpitations go away and the insomnia goes away. But then they start putting on weight and the brain fog comes back and the fatigue comes back. Go back to the doctor. Oh, we need to up your thyroid. And I have literally seen people do this for years.
That's right.
Up and down and up and down. And it's not that the thyroid treatment isn't right. It's that if somebody were to just step in and talk to them about stress and nutrition for supporting the adrenals and use maybe a glandular product, you know, you don't have to use glandulars with hormones. Even just the, you know, the basic glandulars without cortisol and other hormones are wonderful. And the herbs and the nutrients and support the adrenals, you find that these people all of a sudden start tolerating that dose of thyroid that was making them feel good without getting the heart palpitations and the other problems. And it just really keys into this point of how important focusing on adrenals are when trying to get someone through these thyroid issues.
I think that's a really good point. And it's an ignored point by medicine.
Usually.
We're taught either Addison's disease
right.
or Cushing's syndrome,
exactly.
which are either end of the spectrum, and nothing can possibly be wrong anywhere in the middle. And actually, earlier in the 20th century, I forget that we're now in the 21st, but earlier in the 20th century, hypoadrenalism was a very common diagnosis.
Mm.
And what you're talking about, support of the adrenal glands, was done
regularly
as
that's
part
the,
of health.
It's the adrenal fatigue complex is sort of how it's referred to now.
Right.
And it's where somebody, if you got your blood test or you had a workup from an endocrinologist, again, you would be fall into the normal range of your adrenals are not in complete overactivity and you're not in failure, which are both potentially life-threatening situations.
Mm-hmm.
They're working normally, but they're far from working optimally.
That's correct.
Yeah, and we also know there's even more direct connections. Variations in cortisol levels can directly affect the enzyme that converts T4 to T3.
The deiodinase.
Yes, the deiodinase enzyme. So, I mean, we even know that acute stressors and cortisol imbalances can directly affect that.
And a lot of other things, a lot of other nutrients that are really pretty poor in our current diet. Magnesium,
yep.
zinc,
selenium,
iron, B12, folate, all of those are really important cofactors as well that are not commonly looked at.
Yeah.
And I've noted that often I get those things supplemented and people start to feel better generally, not just their hormonal status, but they begin to feel better and function better generally.
Right, just from supplementing those nutrients.
That's correct.
Yep, and then, I mean, that can also happen with basic nutrition recommendations, getting people eating a whole foods diet with whole grains. You know, it's not just about giving herbs or giving hormone. It's about truly looking at that whole picture and making sure people are nourished appropriately on all aspects.
And taking care of their stress life with things like doing things they enjoy
right.
rather than doing things they have to all the time.
Exactly. So, unfortunately, I wish we could just talk for hours and hours, Dr. Clamp. This has just been so phenomenal. But we're going to have to wrap up for today. For everyone who tuned in, thanks so much. I hope you learned a lot. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be back with a great show, of course, related to wonderful topics in health and wellness. I will see you all in a couple weeks, and have a great day.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Spring has sprung and brought the sun in a Village Green sale for everyone. New this year, celebrate spring with special savings at Village Green Apothecary's Big Spring Sale. Now through April 17th, you can save on many of their top brands, 30% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off Zymogen, Metagenics, Nordic Naturals, Enzymatic Therapy, Jarrow Formulas, Mega Food, Garden of Life, and Himalaya. So spring into Village Green and save. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com or 301-530-0800.
A bright future starts with a healthy lifestyle.
Pinocchio, I'm a real boy!
And the food pyramid will help you find the right balance of everything you and your child need. To learn more, visit mypyramid.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
The station that makes sense. This is 1260.
WWRC.